as the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, it's the 4th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of Khaled Hosseini, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, 1965. Son of an Afghan diplomat, grew up in a wealthy family with servants, came to this country after the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. They lived in San Jose, California. Father had to get a job as a driving instructor. Family went on welfare. The boy wanted to be a writer, but he went to medical school, became an internist in Sunnyvale, California, and one day read a story about the Taliban forbidding the flying of kites in Kabul. And he remembered growing up in Kabul, flying kites with his brother and his cousins. And he wrote a story about it, which turned into a novel, The Kite Runner. It was a huge bestseller in 2003. His second novel, an epic, A Thousand Splendid Sons, about two Afghani women married to the same man. Khaled Hosseini, who said, "There is a romantic notion to writing a novel until you're about 50 pages into it and that romance wears off. A lot of 50-page unfinished novels are sitting in a lot of drawers across this country. What it takes at that point is discipline. You have to be more stubborn than the manuscript, and you have to punch in and punch out every day, regardless of whether it's going well. It's an act of perseverance. The story really wants to defeat you, and you just have to be more mulish than the story." 1797, on this day, John Adams was inaugurated second president of the United States, succeeding George Washington, beating out his rival Thomas Jefferson. Ceremony took place on a sunny day, Philadelphia, Congress Hall. Adams, dressed in a gray suit, a short, frumpy man, Jefferson, tall and elegant, in a long blue frock coat, Washington, dressed in black velvet. Franklin D. Roosevelt inaugurated on this day, 1933, in the midst of the Depression. Most Americans didn't know how crippled he was from polio, and he tried to keep it a secret. So in order for him to ascend the steps to the podium to take the oath of office, he went up a series of ramps that were hidden behind barriers, walked the last few yards leaning on the arm of his son James, and made it look easy, even though it took great strength. His inaugural address included the famous phrase, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled "The Winter Wood Arrives." "I think I could have built a little house to live in with the single cord, half-seasoned, half-not, trucked into the driveway and tumbled down. But instead, friends came, and together we stacked it for the long cold days that are, maybe, the only sure thing in the world coming soon. How to keep warm is always a problem, isn't it? Of course there's love, and there's prayer. I don't belittle them, and they have warmed me, but differently from the heart outwards. Imagine what swirls of frost will cling to the windows, what white lawns I will look out on as I rise from morning prayers, as I remember love that leaves yet never leaves, as I go out into the yard and bring the wood in with struggling steps, with struggling thoughts, bundle by bundle, to be burned." "The Winter Wood Arrives," a poem by Mary Oliver from her collection Thirst, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.